Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The state that has instigated every key U.S. effort to curb fossil fuel emissions since the 1960s now will tackle the greatest challenge of all, reining in greenhouse gases, with a cap-and-trade system launched recently, reports Daniel Stone at National Geographic News. Issuing 62 right-to-pollute permits will cut carbon emissions by 20% by 2020, officials hope, and lead the way to broader action on climate change. This attempt to change how business is done will also result in dividends to residents and, to a lesser extent, small businesses and large businesses in fierce competition with out-of-state businesses, while not increasing monthly residential energy bills, reports David Baker at the San Francisco Chronicle. In this way, California hopes to retain large businesses, although their payout would decline over time as they ease into the new system. On the basis of today's decision, we have a solid blueprint for helping customers ease into a carbon pricing regime and reap the benefits, said Alex Jackson, legal director of the California Climate Project at the Natural Resources Defense Council. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.